because I never think that, you know, to be a Christian, whatever, you know, you want to interpret that as that you have to be going to a formal church or doing things in certain routines that the church says, so to say.
Right, right. And I certainly don't believe that, but there's, well, let's just face it. There's all sorts of prisons that we can lock ourselves into. I might be the only person who's interested in Jesus who feels closer to him when I don't call myself a Christian. I might be the only one, but I'm one.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty common.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Most people I know.
Really?
I mean, not most people. Lots of people.
I've never met any of them. I've never met any of them.
You know Chrissy.
Who?
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
She thinks you're real funny.
Oh, well, she's a good person.
Really?
Invite her over.
She likes NBC. You know, she likes
it. I remember her real well.
Yeah, she's a bunch of
okay. Well, good. This might show you what an enclosed life I've led.
I think, yeah, the problem with religion is, like you said, it takes away liberty.
Yes, and I know religion has a lot of meanings, too, and can mean really positive things to people. All I can do is speak for myself. I don't want to be responsible for things that I don't even understand or believe in. I don't want to answer for them. I don't want to have an external set of standards that I have to live up to because they always fail me. I always fail them. I want faith. I certainly want faith. I don't want a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, I think the irony is you guys, if you continue knowing me, you'll see more love and more joy in me the more I pursue this path than when I cared about having a lifestyle.
I guess I never knew you cared.
Yeah, I did. But you've seen me bemoan myself, make rules and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But that's my focus. And I thought, but it's so hard to conform to a lifestyle where the heart of it, the essential ingredient was not my focus.
Mm.
Why do it? It'd be like being in the army without patriotism or something.
That's like most of the army, isn't it?
Then you'd be a mercenary. But it'd be like being a mercenary and not caring about material goods.
Maybe you just really like fighting.
That would be like being a legalized criminal.
There's always an outliner. So how would Lewis, a non-Christian, define Christianity?
Well, it's just...
Try not to offend any of us.
Christianity is... It's the bundle of beliefs and practices and institutions and people that have in one way or another attached themselves to or counterfeited Christ. So it's a mixed bag. It's Christianity involves all sorts of people that I would love to spend a lot of time with. And it involves a lot of worthy missions. And it involves a lot of other stuff. And that other stuff weighs me down. Makes me feel very heavy.
Do you like labels in general?
No, I don't.
See, but there's a problem.
Take, for example, yes, I know, because abstraction's a necessary feat of the mind. But it seems that with really important things, the more specific you can be, the more concrete, the fewer misunderstandings there will be.
Yeah, but see, I like labels partly to betray people's preconceived notions. Isn't it kind of fun to call yourself a Christian and then say you don't believe in anything they think Christians
like
believe in?
It's not my style.
I have the point of calling yourself
what's
a Christian.
An example for you? What do you call
example
yourself?
For me? I call myself a Christian. I love that label.
Oh, do you call yourself a Christian?
Yeah.
It's on Facebook.
Well,
that proves it. Wasn't it? Isn't it in your profile?
Like my profile says I am religious but not spiritual. But I'll tell you what I like about the label Christian is it's the kind of the paradox of being a slave to Christ, or in other words, a slave to someone who sets you free.
That's great.
I just like
Chris.
Paradoxical labels.
I think
you
that's
like
great.
Except the paradox.
You're the God that doesn't exist. Remember that.
I understand that. I think that the word itself is, Christ meant anointed one, and Christian just was the diminutive of that, a little anointed one. And anointed meant somehow endowed with, even though I know you're not into being spiritual, somehow endowed with the presence of God. That was, see, I'm a little example of the presence of God. Totally fine with that. I'm totally fine. I think that's a lot of Christians call themselves Christians, thinking about that. I, however, find that the connection between Christian and Christianity and then Christendom, it just balloons. It just balloons, and it's just too many things to keep in balance in my mind. It gets my focus off what I love. That's all.
But your Jesus is Christ.
I am Jesus' anointed one.
Your idea of Jesus.
The Jesus you swear to.
The
now.
Jesus that I've always read about in the New Testament.
Is Christ.
Well,
was he Greek?
He's the anointed one. He does things that average human beings don't do.
And the anointed one is Christ.
Yes.
We're not trying to box you into a label of being a Christian.
No, and I thought about
so
that.
You're gonna wake up every morning and say, I'm a non-Christian.
And that's
do?
Not my that is not my message. That is not my point. The reason I'm recording this is so I can go back tomorrow and remember what I did say, not what you said I said.
So basically, if I understand what you're saying, is that Jesus is your center now. Christianity being organized is not. Is that right?
Well, that's always been right academically. But that's too much for me to take right now. For Jesus to be the center and Christianity to be the periphery. Life's so short, and I've wasted so much time focusing on so many things that I really don't believe in. I'm just going to focus on what I care about.
How long have you focused on things you don't believe in?
Most of my life.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know you didn't believe in them when you were focusing on them?
I don't know what I've done with my life. It just brought me to tonight. That's all I can say.
Laura, tonight when we leave, take all sharp objects.
No, I need it until tonight.
We're not done with you yet, Lois.
Dennis is going to make you feel better.
Let me give you an example. Let me tell you one thing that contributed to tonight. I was speaking to a good friend last week, and we were politely, in a qualified way, affirming each other. You know, the polite, qualified, because then it's sincere.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell someone, oh, you're like the best, greatest. That the sincerity factor drops with every superlative. So I told him, and a lot of you know who he is, but I'd rather not mention his name. So I told him, I said, you know, the main way I've changed in relation to your thinking is when I first knew you, I was just a Jeffersonian. And along with that, I had a huge suspicion of government and government efforts, government aid, government programs. And now, through knowing you over the years, I see a lot of, I can critique Jefferson himself now with a lot more honesty than I could have. I see a lot of the dark side of people who are suspicious of government. And I see a lot of value to socialization. He said, well, I don't really, it's not, don't get me wrong, it's not that I believe in the supernatural Jesus, but I do appreciate Christianity more after knowing you because of the, because of some of the values that it promotes, you know, such as, you know, love and mercy and things like that. When he said that, I thought, eek, I have this is really interesting because the one thing he doesn't, and it's totally his prerogative not to, the one thing he doesn't, isn't interested in is really the only thing I really care about. If Jesus isn't alive, I'm just not that interested in Christianity. And he's interested in everything but what you call the focal point. So that helped kind of crystallize my thinking, helped me define my position. Which I didn't tell him at the time, but I will tell him.
What do you mean by that Jesus is alive?
What do I mean by Jesus is alive?
You said the only thing you're interested in is, if Jesus is not alive, then you're not interested in anything else.
I'm not interested in anything associated with Christianity.
Yeah, and Laura's saying, what do you mean by if Jesus isn't alive? What do you mean by
if he's a mythological figure, the way Bacchus is, or some Greek, you know, hero? If he was a good teacher who died, and the resurrection was, you know, hypothesized and was just symbolic. If the Gospels were edited and re-edited so much that the original companions of Jesus did not get enough airtime to express the fact that he did not rise from the dead. If he did not rise from the dead, I'm not interested. I certainly don't want to worship a peer of mine. If he's just another human, I might respect him and look up to him, but I don't want to worship him. I certainly don't want to worship a fantastic, mythological, hypothetical, fictional character. I only want to worship a supreme being.
What's worship?
What's worship? Well, I don't know. I don't know what worship is. I only want to pay attention, Kierkegaard said, give absolute attention to absolute things and relative attention to relative things.
Good.
I only want to give absolute attention, or at least bring myself to a point where I'm willing to give absolute obedience to someone that's absolutely worth obeying or absolutely worth trusting. Which means I will like all of you, but I will not obey you all, and I will not trust you infinitely. Because you're not much better than I am, and I certainly can't do any of that for myself. I've proven that time and time again.
So where are you going to find your Jesus?
Well, I'm open to more ways, but where I'm going to find Jesus is in people who have a love for him. That inspires me. Some people who don't know about him, but they still exhibit, you know, his character, I can get inspired by. I get really inspired by listening to the Gospels and a lot of what Paul wrote and a lot of what Luke wrote in the book of Acts. Those are my main sources, and people that also rely on those sources. As unfiltered as possible.
So what difference, you had mentioned a couple of things. One of them is about Jesus' character. And then you said you're not interested in Christianity.
No.
But Christianity stand for Jesus.
I'll just focus on Jesus, Dennis. That's going to be my salvation. Other people have other dispositions, temperaments, histories. There might be people that really should just spend a lot of time focusing on Christianity. I'm just not that person.